Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Get tons of questions about taxes, my friend. Clearly, with all the government spending that's going on, are they going to go up? Interesting article put out by Benjamin Tall, who's our deputy chief economist at CIBC, talking about that the income gap between high-income earners in Canada and low-income earners in Canada has widened. Job creation has happened in that higher-income earning segment of our
through this pandemic.
Economy, through the pandemic.
Yeah.
And there's been a worse-than-expected fall in the lower-income jobs. That income gap is becoming a problem. Could that lead to an increase in taxes in that category, that higher-income category? Let's find out. Benny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Okay. We got to talk a little bit about that, the article. So I've tried to set up the notion that the pandemic has had a very disproportionate effect on lower income earning Canadians than it has on higher income earning Canadians. Maybe just give us a sense of how dramatic a difference that has been, and then we can transition to talking about what might come of this because of it.
Yes, that's a very good point, because this has been the most asymmetrical recession ever in terms of the impact on low-income versus high-income Canadians. All the jobs lost during this recession were lost among low-income Canadians. And what we found, which was very interesting and surprising, is that the number of jobs among high-income Canadians has risen by 300,000 positions. So we have seen a situation in which the income gap, the earning gap, has been widened dramatically. So we all know that income went up during this recession. This is the first recession ever that income went up. And many people blame the government, said, you know what, the government is spending too much money. To an extent, maybe, but the number one factor behind this increase in income was actually that wages of high-income Canadians went up dramatically because their labor force went up and therefore employment went up. This is something that we have never seen before. Usually, any other recession, including the 2008 recession, saw all jobs going down, high-paying and low-paying. This time, all of them are low-paying and all the gain, high-paying, something that we have never seen before. Very, very interesting.
So Benny, does that kind of conclude that we're going to see increased taxes for higher income individuals, and you can define what higher income means for us, and that's going to give that redistribution back to the lower income individuals?
Yes, we don't know, but clearly it will be tempting for the government to do so. I don't think they will do anything when it comes to taxation anytime soon, but eventually something will happen. Let's put it in perspective. When I say high income, in this study, we're talking about people who are making, let's say, above $70,000, $80,000 a year. So when the government is going to go after people, it will be actually more higher paid individuals. So let's put it in perspective in terms of the motivation and what kind of taxes. First, we know that before the crisis, government spending as a share of the economy was about 15%. Now it's about 35%. Clearly unsustainable, and it will go down. But when it goes down, it will go down to maybe 17, 18, 19% of GDP. This means that we are seeing a permanent increase in government spending. A permanent increase in government spending, because we know, without even noticing, that we are putting together the infrastructure, the plumbing for tomorrow's social assistance program. We're talking about universal daycare. We're talking about maybe some elements of permanent changes to the EI system, maybe basic income or an element of it. All this will cost money, so there will be a permanent increase in the share of government spending in the economy, and at one point you have to pay for it. And that's where I see some increase in taxation, and then maybe they will go after capital gain. We know that already in the fiscal update, they introduced a tax on big tech, on options. Mm-hmm. Maybe the next step will be to increase the inclusion rate for capital gain taxes. Maybe they will take some carbon tax money and put it into some sort of general purposes, or if they are totally desperate, they will go after HST. 1% increase in HST is about $7-8 billion of government revenue. Very difficult to avoid the temptation. Again, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Now we are in a recovery mode. It will take a while, but 2023 maybe we might see some elements of higher taxes.
So the purpose of the higher taxes, is that just to pay down the excess debt, or is that to actually get the redistribution of income to go to help the lower income individuals, the numbers that you said was less than $70,000? How does this help the lower income individual if you raise taxes?
Yes, I don't think it will be about income distribution. It will be more about financing government spending that is designed to help low-income individuals and the gig economy. You will have a more generous social safety net, if you wish, and somebody will have to pay for it. I doubt they will go after income tax, because the marginal tax, the marginal rate of tax now is way too high, and I don't think they will go higher than that. So they will go after capital gain. They will go after maybe consumption in terms of HST or even carbon tax, something along this line.
Yeah. All right. So in the article, I know you're speculating, but you said, you know, it seems a reasonable outcome that this will happen. So give us a probability. How confident are you that we're marching down this path?
Well, I really don't know. It's a tough one. Depends who's running the government, depends the political situation. There are so many unknowns. What I'm telling you is that we are going to see a permanent increase in spending. And at one point, there will be a push to make sure that this deficit is not rising too quickly. So there will be some elements of higher taxation, but I don't think it will be on income. I think it will be more on capital gain, excluding real estate, I think. It will be more financial capital gain. We have to remember that the government or the Liberal Party and the NDP definitely spoke about it before. Mm-hmm. Even before the elections, it was an issue. So that's something that might happen. However, it will not raise the revenue that they need, and that's why I fear that there is a risk that they will go after the HST, but only if you are totally desperate.
Got it. Benny, I want to thank you for your input today on this. It's a question that we get lots, and I think you've shed some light on it. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, and good luck. Thank you.
We're joined by Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist at CIBC. Well, the good news is, unlikely, in Benny's opinion, that it happens this year or even maybe next year.
Yeah, 2023. So right. When people are having investment portfolios or assets that they're looking at a capital gain, and you're hearing, should I cash in now and take a lower tax rate? Well, according if Benny's opinion is right, then we've got a couple years to figure this out. However, that's still a question up in the air for people who've got portfolios. What's interesting now is if we go back to our conversation with Benny and other economists, let's say a year ago, in the beginning of the pandemic and so forth, universal income benefit or a floor on income for people was not even a possibility at that point in time. It is now on the forefront, making sure that there's some sort of income and lifestyle guarantee, universal daycare. Interesting perspective on there. What I haven't heard is there's no universal education past secondary education. Mm-hmm. So no post-secondary education, first 2, 3, 4 years covered by the taxpayer base, because we need to increase that to get higher paying jobs. It's to protect the bottom, not push people up, which is a very interesting move that's happening. And I think we're going to have bigger debates. What's going to be interesting is you're going to start seeing, I'm going to call it polarization, for lack of a better word, amongst the political groups, if you look at from all the different parties. And that's going to cause a lot of rippling in this country, where people are now going to say, we should support lower income individuals, or we should not support lower income individuals. And I think that's where we're going to have a very volatile time. It's going to be blasted everywhere on social media. Yep. So be ready for that.
Yep.
But again, it comes down to, do not act on the noise. Wait for the news.
Yeah. And that's right. And I guess the takeaway here is, if there is going to be a permanent increase in spending, put two and two together. That money has to come from somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, this is the environment we're in. It's dynamic. It's always changing. The taxes are always changing, and you've got to be nimble. But we still have to support a lifestyle.
Yeah, and taxes being the highest expense item you're going to have through your retirement, how do you minimize tax and still reach the lifestyle that you want. We're going to talk about that on our webinar Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You want to get out of the cold? Are you thinking about retiring somewhere sunny? Well, stick around because we're going to talk about the best places in the world to retire after the break. Here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.